you guys are all young today. And as I stand here in front of you with this microphone, I am so thankful that I am not a singer. So today is Pentecost. We're celebrating, we're remembering when Jesus gave the gift of his Holy Spirit to his disciples and all people. And we're going to hear that it was described as a mighty wind. And we know that we can't see wind, but we can see the impact of wind. Like, think of a storm, and you can see all the damage that a storm does. Or you can hear the wind in your wind chime. So you can't see the wind, but you can see the impact or hear the impact of the wind. So before Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised that he would send a companion to the people. So Pentecost is him fulfilling that promise and giving the gift of the Holy Spirit to us and to his disciples. So we're reminded that the Holy Spirit completes the Trinity. God created us, he's the creator. Jesus, our Savior, saved us. And the Holy Spirit is our companion. He accompanies us every day. So the Holy Spirit came as tongues of fire over the people, which is why you were encouraged to wear red. Our colors have changed to red, which doesn't happen very often in the church calendar. And it's also referred to, Pentecost is also referred to as the birthday of the church, because so many people were proclaiming the word, hearing the word in their own language, sharing the word in several languages. Churches were being built, believers were coming to Christ. It was a big day, and it's referred to as the birthday of the church. And the good news, the takeaway message for us today is that is still our calling. We are still called to break down language barriers, other barriers, and bring people to church. Bring the good news to all believers. That is our calling. And we've been given that same gift of the Holy Spirit. And you can't see the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is inside each of us, and what the world sees is our impact. Just like you can't see the wind, you can't see the Holy Spirit, but you see the impact, and that is us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us so many gifts. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Make us brave and make us bold to go out to proclaim your love and your good news to all the world. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.